Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor Adams says the time has come for police enforcement to go airborne. And with that, he announced a new drone first responder program that'll respond to crimes in places like Central Park quicker than right now. 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley joins us live with the latest on that. MLB, they're talking about putting this thing up 24/7, we're hearing.
Larry, that's right. We actually saw the drone go up in the air, two of them to be exact, with the pilots right in front of them. Those drone pilots are NYPD officers, and we're told there's going to be 60 of them patrolling these drones all around the city. The NYPD has 109 drones as a part of this DFR team. Now, Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry says they are going to be on patrol in the sky even when an investigation isn't underway. So they really are going to be the eyes in the sky, helping the NYPD keep an eye on everything going on.
The drones are going to be responding to 911 calls that that come over for Central Park Precinct. And when they're not responding to 911 calls, I want the drone team to be on patrol like a regular police car that you see driving up and down Central Park, looking for any type of anomalies, looking for any fights. Just I want them to be on a patrol to add an extra layer of eyes up there to keep this park safe.
So these drones are going to be on patrol here in Central Park, along with throughout 5 different precincts in the city. This is across Brooklyn, the Bronx, and here in Central Park. They're going to be on the lookout for protests. They'll be going across runners in the park and also on the lookout for sharks in the summer. Mayor Adams does say the true potential is just taking off. He really does have high hopes for this program and says he has plans to expand it to all of the other boroughs as well. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. Live in Central Park.
MLB, thank you. You know, the mayor's been talking about this concept since last summer. Says it's a first of its kind, critical to the on-the-ground response teams, he says. Well, the 3 surviving siblings of a 4-year-old boy from Harlem who died of starvation have been placed in temporary foster care. Their parents, Natavia Ragsdale and Lauren Motlin, have been charged with manslaughter in the death of Jameek Motlin. Lauren Motlin had a court appearance today in Manhattan. A judge ordered a medical report on the 3 surviving siblings prepared by next Tuesday. For now, the children, ages 5, 6, and 7, will be living in Westchester until it's determined where they will be placed permanently. A Long Island man has been arraigned on charges of committing an act of terrorism. Prosecutors say James Luca plotted and attempted to bomb the Nassau County Department of Social Services building in Uniondale back in September. Nassau DA Ann Donnelly says Luca tried to blow up the building because he blamed the county's child protective services for revoking his visitation rights with his kids. The 46-year-old from North Merrick pleaded not guilty today. He's due back in court next month. If convicted, he faces up to 25 years to life in prison. Also this afternoon, the city council taking up the issue of broker fees. A bill being considered would change who is responsible for paying the one-time fee to a licensed agent hired to show the apartment to rent. We all know that feeling, right? When they hit you with that. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg is down at City Hall checking that out as well. He will give us some more information on that a little bit later. We're going to try to go to him live, but we're going to give him more time to do some reporting on that, and then we'll get the full story later. All right? All right. Right now, the burden is on the tenant, but if the bill is approved, the landlord, a person who hires the agent, would be responsible to pay. The fee equals about 15% of the yearly rent total, which can add up to thousands of dollars. Wow. A police detective now charged with a hate crime after allegedly harassing a guy working on a vehicle.
Authorities say the Rockville Center detective was off duty and was near his home in Manorville when he saw a man in an SUV. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Robert Waring says the detective, John Murphy, then began harassing the man.
The victim, who was black, attempted to show his company identification and explain what he was doing.
Waring says the victim was working with a cell phone company, but the detective would not listen.
He used a racial slur and kicked the vehicle door, causing damage. He also ripped off a light on the car.
Murphy has been with the Rockville Center Department for 15 years. He has been suspended. The department had no comment because it's a personnel matter. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says hate will not be tolerated in his county.
Regardless of the person's status.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
In other news, a home health aide accused of stealing $24,000 from two older homebound adults she was caring for. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Jerona Smith also tried to steal an additional $54,000 from the same patients. One of them was a 70-year-old woman who suffered from advanced dementia. Smith allegedly used the victim's bank account and credit card to make purchases and send money to other folks. She's also accused of opening new accounts. The other client was a 69-year-old woman who suffered from advanced osteoporosis and multiple back fractures. Smith has been charged now with grand larceny, identity theft, criminal possession of stolen property. City Controller Brad Lander met today with civic leaders to discuss a report outlining how the Big Apple will be impacted, he says, by the return of Donald Trump to the White House. He says Trump's policies pose a threat to the city's budget, economy, infrastructure, its people. But Lander says New Yorkers will do what New Yorkers will do best, which is facing threats and crises by coming together across communities.
If we keep New York City a place of protection where everybody knows their gifts will be welcomed, then we'll be the ones with the next businesses that are growing and thriving because we have talent and creativity. We'll be the ones with the culture and creativity that's appealing to people.
Lander says New York has always thrived economically, culturally, and creatively because it's always been a place where everybody is welcome and protected. Well, the man who spent the past 2 years investigating President-elect Trump is about to call it quits.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith is winding down his investigations against Donald Trump and plans to resign before Trump takes office, according to multiple reports. Smith's work led to two indictments, charging Trump with conspiring to overturn the 2020 election and obstructing efforts to retrieve classified documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. The cases never got to the trial stage and were stymied by a U.S. Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity and Trump's re-election. Trump said he planned to fire Smith, in his words, in 2 seconds after taking office. Republican lawmakers are said to be calling for an investigation into Smith's actions. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's news time, 3:15. Oh, boy, I hate to do this story. Beloved actor breaking the news today that he is battling cancer.
Dave Coulier made the announcement on his podcast, Full House Rewind.
A few weeks ago, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. Big surprise.
The cancer, stage 3, the 65-year-old actor says doctors broke the news after an upper respiratory infection and swollen lymph nodes.
I'm going to put up a pretty good fight.
Coulier played family friend Joey Gladstone on the ABC sitcom. Deborah Rodriguez for 1010 Winds.
And our best, of course, and good luck to him. Well, you have until January 12th to see an exhibition where New York City landmarks are recreated with gingerbread, part of the annual Great Borough Bake-Off. And the pieces are on display at the Museum of City of New York on 5th Ave and 103. Jerry Gallagher with the museum telling 1010 Winds.
In addition to the buildings, this year, people started to get even more creative and focus on things that represent New York, including pizza and a sanitation truck and even the Wonder Wheel from Coney Island.
Yeah, visitors will be able to vote for their favorites and crown a People's Choice winner. And no, they haven't said whether or not you'll be able to actually eat the grand winner. Well, we all like to think of New York as the best sports city, but a new survey says that's not the case.
In search of the best sports cities from the fans' perspective, Wallet Hub compared 400 cities across more than 50 key metrics related to the five largest sports in the U.S., football, baseball, basketball, soccer, and hockey. L.A. came out on top. Laura, a Yankee fan, still smarting from the World Series loss.
I think that L.A. is just jumping on the Shohei Ohtani bandwagon. And when you think about it, what else do they have to support?
Henry from the Bronx is also a Yankee fan.
When was the last time the Lakers won anything? When was the last time the Kings won anything? When was the last time the Rams won 2 years ago? But still.
It's not all bad news. Last month, the same survey ranked New York number one for baseball fans. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Columbus Circle.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.